Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
And hello. Thanks for listening, everyone. Welcome to the show. And tonight we're going to get started here in just a few minutes. I'll bring the guest on here in just a minute. Real quick, I just want to mention an event that we have coming up at Rhodes Hotel. We have on April 13th, we have an event with Rebecca Foster that's going to be here, and it's on April 13th, and tickets are on sale already. You can look her up on Facebook. And she has the link and everything on her Facebook page to buy tickets for that. She's going to do a reading, a small investigation and everything after that. So the tickets will be limited for that. I don't remember the exact prices off the top of my head, but all that information is on her page if you follow it over to the website. Some other stuff is coming up throughout the year. And I'll probably next show, I'll kind of have some more updates on some things that we've been working on. So in the meantime, I have a guest tonight, Brian Murray, and he's going to come on and he's going to talk about his group, and he's going to talk about some events and stuff that he's got coming up and some things actually we're going to be doing for the Lost Limbs Foundation. So let me go ahead and bring Brian on. And are you there?
I am here.
Hey, how we doing?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Well, I guess I could because it's. I wish it was warmer.
Yep, it's starting to snow here actually, so that's never good.
Yeah, it's supposed to get kind of nasty tonight, I think, and over like throughout the morning. But I think it's supposed to warm up tomorrow, so that's a plus.
Yeah, it seems like that's all it does now is get snowy, icy, cold. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either. And the weather's just been psychotic lately. It's like 60 one day, and it's like that night it drops down to like 10, and then like 4 or 5 days later, like 45, 50 degrees and sunshine, and it's like 10.
We actually had a day where it was 60, and then the next day it was in like the teens. So everybody's getting sick now because basically it's like climate change.
Yeah, it has been crazy because, like, last show, like 2 weeks ago when I had the show, I couldn't do it. I sent Rob a message like, dude, I can't do the show. I was just like, I couldn't. I was all stuffed up and I just couldn't hardly breathe. I mean, so I was like, you know how you get so congested and like you say like 4 or 5 words and you have to stop and kind of, and you like take that deep breath and then get 4 or 5 more
very
words.
Very familiar
out.
With that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
very familiar
how,
with that.
Yeah, it's crazy, but hopefully the warm weather is around the corner. So
we'll pay for
we'll
it in
see.
The summer.
Yeah. I'm not going to complain. I don't care if it gets 110. I'm not going to complain after we had like this negative 45 or whatever that was. I'm going to remember
right.
The first time I get ready to complain. I'm going to be like, wait, I remember it was negative 45. I'm not going to complain.
I hear you, man. That's the way I am. It's going to be hot. It's going to be cold. Just go with it.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt. So I can deal with the heat a little easier. So, thanks for coming on to the show.
No worries, man.
I appreciate it. And we're going to talk about some stuff tonight. And, you know, I'll kind of get to know you a little bit better. It was like, you know, every time we run into each other, we get to hang out for just like that little bit, and then we're always busy at events and stuff. So like we hang out and we take our mean pictures that Melanie's like giving us a hard time for because we had to take what, like 100 of those to actually get one to where we weren't laughing and actually had a mean look.
Every time I see you, that's what we do.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got one of those coming up next month. So
it's our signature.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess to start off, let's maybe just tell everyone, you know, about you, you know, who you are and you know, your group, and just, I guess, kind of shed some light on, you know, a little bit about you for whoever's listening.
Okay, well, I'm Brian Murray. I'm from Alton, Illinois. I am the co-founder of a team called Riverbend Paranormal, based out of Alton. When I got out, I spent 8.5, 9 years in the Marine Corps, and once I got out, I decided to call my buddy Matt. He's also the co-founder, and we just wanted to investigate the paranormal. I mean, it was something that me and him both had been interested in for years. The timing was right, and we just started 2007, I believe, we decided we're going to go ahead and try to form a team. I was moving back from North Carolina, and I called him up, and I said, hey, I'm coming home. Let's do this. And he's like, let's go ahead. We started basically figuring out how we wanted to approach it, and then once I moved back, full force. So fast forward 12 years, and here we are. We're still doing it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. So yeah, that was one of my questions too. Is like, how long have you been doing it? But you covered that. So,
well, I mean, I've done it with the team for 12 years, but I've had an interest since about 16 years old. Me and Matt both had an experience one night that, you know, pretty much threw us into what we're doing now. Couldn't explain it. Mm-hmm. Had to figure it out. And I know him and I both went and started researching everything on the topic. He lived in a home that had activity. I believe that I lived in a home that had, you know, activity, and it was just a fascination. Started watching shows like Unsolved Mysteries and sightings, and then we went from there, watched, you know, anything that we could on it, Most Haunted, Taps, Paranormal State, anything. And just keep reading and going, and then finally we said, we're going to just do it ourselves. It's been a blast.
Yeah. So did you have a certain experience that kind of got you, like with me? I don't know if I ever shared this with you, if we ever really talked about it or not. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know, who knows. But, you know, and I think I've even mentioned this on the show before. Like with me, I was one of those, you show me something and I'll believe it. I went to hang out with a friend. And, you know, we were watching movies, and I stayed really late. It's not like I was a long ways from home, but it was like, it was so late, and I'm just like, I got an extra room, just crash in my room, get up in the morning and go home. I'm like, all right, that's cool, you know. So, you know how when you wake up in the middle of the night, you know how sometimes you kind of wake up and you're kind of, it takes you a minute to kind of wake up, but then you have those nights where you'll just open your eyes and it's just like wide awake. I just popped my eyes open. There's a little girl standing beside the bed. So then I kind of turned my head and looked back, like, wait, what? And I looked and she was gone. So, you know, that kind of, like, I was like, okay, that was kind of weird. So
there was your,
that kind of drew me in.
Verification.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you have anything, you know, any particular thing that happened that kind of sparked the whole interest?
Absolutely. So I would say, you know, I was 16 years old, and I was trying to go on a date with a certain girl. Me and my buddy Matt went over to her house, just hanging out, whatever. And this has been 20-some years, so I'm trying to remember it the way I remember it. And it's basically the mother came down to give us some drinks or something, and she bent down to give us the drinks, and there was a person standing behind her who, to me, looked grayish, brownish, kind of hazy. And he just kind of turned and walked, and then he was gone. And I know that I remember looking at Matt, and he didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. We left. I don't remember talking to the girl. We drove home and really didn't talk on the way home. I mean, this is something that just doesn't happen, and it did happen.
Yeah.
So I think a couple days later, we kind of talked it over, and it just fueled, I've got to know. It scared the crap out of me. I'm sure it scared him, and it was something that, hey, I got to figure this out, man. That's too, I wasn't drinking. I wasn't doing anything. It just happened.
Yeah.
So basically went home and started to figure it out. Then I was having incidents at my own home shortly after that, that I just couldn't, you know, fast forward to now, and I'm still looking for those answers. And I've gotten to go to a lot of, you know, cool places, and still it's thrilling. It's fun. I love it. And I want to continue doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, people ask, like, me all the time, like, you know, where I'm here at Rhodes and stuff, that they're like, doesn't it get old being at the same place and investigating the same place all the time? I'm like, no, not really, because you don't know what's going to happen from 1 minute to the next.
it changes every time. Every time I've gone to, you know, Ashmore Estates or Mineral Springs, it's a different experience every single time. And even if it is similar experiences, I'm connecting with these things that used to be there that are still there, and now it's kind of like you have a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like they're trying to tell you something, and you're listening each time that you go there. It's fascinating.
And it's funny that you say that, because, like, something I can kind of relate to with that, like what you just said, when I used to do, you know, a lot of the tours at Waverly Hills, and
love,
you know, it's
love it.
Yeah. I mean, and same here, you know, I mean, I spent so much time there, and, you know, it was crazy because I went through the amputation and then I was gone for like the longest time. And then, you know, I ended up going back, you know, like later on, you know, it'd been a really long time, and we went up to the fifth floor, and, you know, we were just sitting there, and we had, like, you know, the spirit box going on, and, you know, we were using something, you know, and like my name came up, and I thought, coincidence, you know. But then, it was nuts. I mean, because over like a 5-6 minute time frame, you know, something like that, you know, just a matter of minutes or so. I mean, my name repeatedly came up. I mean, like, you know, close to probably 10 times. And, you know, so of course, like I said, the first one, I'm just like, it's a coincidence, you know. But then when you keep hearing it, then you're like, okay, maybe there's more to this, you know. So, yeah, I can definitely relate, you know, with that.
Well, it's just like, you know, people ask me all the time, doesn't it scare you? Doesn't it freak you out? Well, if something jumps out in front of me alive or dead, sure, I'm going to get spooked. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you know, like a Waverly Hills, I've been there 4 or 5 different times, and there's no fear at all. I really want to know what's going on there. I feel like these people had, you know, a horrible, horrible life at that time, and by me showing up and trying to talk with them, I feel like it gives them some kind of comfort. I feel comfort, you know, when I'm there. I don't feel terror or being scared. You know, I really want to know what went on in their lives.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's Waverly, it's an awesome place. I love that place. It's one of my favorites, definitely, you know, and of course, for numerous reasons, you know, especially for being there, you know, so long and spending so much time there, you know, you get attached to the place, and, you know, you enjoy being there, you know, and hopefully learning more, you know, and that's one thing I've learned too with all the groups. I mean, you it's like you never learn enough, you know. I mean,
no,
you're constantly learning.
Like,
I mean, you know, every group that always came in, I would always learn something new from every single group, no matter how big or small it was. I learned something.
I feel like if you're not learning, you're always going to learn something. There is no group or no investigator out there that's better than any of the others. You can learn from anybody. And it don't matter if you've been around for 12 years, 30 years, or 6 months. You learn every day from somebody anyways. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
you can also
constant
learn
learning
from the things that you're looking for.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's so many things that all of us are, you're so curious about, want to learn more about, you know, and it's –
Oh yeah.
It's definitely it's interesting. I mean, you know, I love it. I have nights here. I'll just kind of wander around and just kind of sit and watch and listen sometimes. And you know, if there's nothing going on, I'll just kind of, you know, just go sit and observe.
Yeah, I mean, any chance that I get, I try. Whether it's on my day job or I'm just sitting at home, even if I just have to read a story, you know, I will do it. It's just a fascination. I honestly feel like it's what I'm supposed to do. I know that sounds all funny and everything, but I really do feel like, you know, it's what I'm supposed to do. And this has been a fascination, a hobby, but it's also a part of my everyday life.
Yeah.
And I enjoy every bit of it.
Yeah, same here. Definitely. You know, like equipment-wise, what's maybe some of your favorite things that you like to use?
So equipment-wise, it's kind of a funny thing for me because I rely on my senses myself. I'm not psychic. I'm not a medium, but I literally know who I am. And if I've got an audio recorder, I always carry a little notebook with me in my back pocket. I can write something down. I like an audio recorder. I like to video record what I'm doing. That way there's no, you know, hey, that's bull. He's faking it. No, you have it right here. I've been toying around with the Phasma box last probably 6 months, and it's been interesting, man, to be honest with you. I will try anything out there until I can't trust it anymore, if that means anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've used the spirit boxes and stuff, and in the beginning I'm like, well, come on, it's not anything crazy. Until I went to a place, and there was a girl on our team, her name was McAllister. Now, McAllister, beautiful name, but it's not an everyday common name.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. We asked who was in the room. Can you see us? Who's in the room with us? And it said McAllister. And it was as clear as day. I've got it on audio. And it was just, it was unreal. So from that point on, it's been, you know, something that I'll use during the investigation. I tried different things. Just about anything. But my senses, that's my go-to.
Yeah, I'm the same way, you know, kind of just watch and observe and you know, like I said, I'm one of those that I'll just find a good spot and then I feel comfortable with, and I'll just sit down and just kind of watch and listen. And, you know, and of course, like you said, you know, always share that recorder with you and use that. But, yeah, a few people have used the Phasma box here. That was interesting.
Pretty cool. As a matter of fact, I think Rob Klaus heard about the Phasma box from you guys over at Rhodes, and you guys were using it, and then he came back to us and was like, absolutely. So we tried it, and, you know, the first time we used it, it was just hitting on things that it shouldn't have been. You know, I was at the cemetery in Ashmore. I can't remember the name of it. And I asked basically, where am I at? And not only did it say Ashmore, it also said my name when I asked who it was 4 times in a row. And I was just like, this is crazy. Then another investigator came over, and it said her name. So it was like, it's a pretty cool little deal here. I got to keep trying it. I never throw anything away. I never say I'm never going to use anything until I try it. Because, you know, just like the spirits themselves, they could be active 1 minute, and they could be dormant for the next 5 hours. So if you don't just keep coming back and trying it out, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you never know. I mean, and I agree. I mean, you just, you know, I mean, living here, you know, I've noticed, like, you know, there's nights, there's just nothing, you know, it's just quiet, calm, nothing going on or anything. And then I have nights and I'm sitting here and I hear all kinds of stuff. You're like, you know, half the night, I'll just quit. It'll just stop out of nowhere, you know, or it'll just kind of ease its way out, you know, and you just, who knows?
I love it though.
Yeah. So, do you have like any like particular evidence that you've caught that real? You know what I mean? Like anything that you really caught that you, like made you just stop and just be like, okay, this is awesome. You know, this is really cool.
Yeah, as far as evidence, I try not to put, you know, too much out for people to see because, you know, there are teams and there are people out there that believe in the, you know, competition type thing.
Yeah.
I just kind of leave the evidence for our team or when I go to a person's home, you know, of course I give it to them. But yeah, there's some cool things that we've caught. I mean, I know Rob and Terry's, you know, we used his thermal years ago when they were at the Eldred house and they caught an image of what looked like a Native American sitting Indian style, I guess. And I mean, it looked just like that out there. We've caught, you know, a couple of thermal images that have been really, really cool that you can't really debunk or anything. The temperature dropped 10, 12 degrees during that. We tried to recreate it several times. It just didn't work. EVPs. I mean, some of the EVPs we've gotten from Ashmore are unreal. Unreal.
Oh, I bet, please.
sometimes full sentences. And it was straight to the point where, as a matter of fact, when we talked about having like a relationship with us, they get to know who we are and we get to know who they are. For instance, at Ashmore, we got one basically that said, you know, good to see you guys again.
Yeah.
And to me, that's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Definitely. Yeah.
So, I mean, anytime you get a good piece of audio or, you know, I've caught some doors opening and closing. I've caught a ball at Malvern moving.
Yeah.
It moved probably 3 feet. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
We had a ball move at Waverly one time. It just kind of rolled down the hallway. That was pretty neat.
I would tell you, no wind or anything.
Oh yeah.
I had set up. You know, I was on the fifth floor.
Yeah.
And I had set up like 5 water bottles about 2 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sitting there and we had the ball out there and everything. And that ball rolled in between those bottles of water.
Like that's interesting.
It went around the balls every time. It went around like the bottles of water. It was crazy, but it's so interesting.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, I mean, you never know what to expect, you know, when you come up with these different little ideas on something, you know, that might work. And, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And even if it doesn't work that time, try it again another time, maybe another place. And
absolutely,
you might get something from it, you know.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's But yeah, it's, you know, one of my, I think one of the things I'd like to get would be an SLS camera. I'd love to have the SLS.
We've been toying around with the idea of trying to get one of those and using it.
Yeah.
It's definitely on the list, but
yeah.
As of right now, we're trying to upgrade on cameras and stuff. I mean, documentation, that's the key. You know, you can sit there and tell people all day long that you've seen little girls dancing in the hallway, but let's have some audio, let's see some video of that, and then it's hard to, you know, throw that out. You know what I mean? SLS cameras right there with that. So,
yeah,
it's on the list, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something I'd like to have. Of course, unfortunately, those aren't very cheap.
That's exactly what I was going to say next. I don't. When you got 2 children and a wife and everything, sometimes other things are more to buy. than the SLM camera and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's on the list, and we'll see what we can do.
We need
to eat tonight, guys.
So what about, you know, and I think I asked Robin this a little while back. We were talking about different locations and stuff, but that was the last show, like I said, you know, like a few shows back, I think, something like that. But if you could investigate any place, where would you go?
Any
it could
place
be
in
like,
the world?
I mean, you know, anywhere in the world. If there's just any particular place that you could go to, that's just right there. Somebody said, hey, you want to go to this place? What would that place be?
I would like to go back to Iraq. And see if I, I'd like to go to Iraq and see if I couldn't talk to some of the guys that didn't make it back and just let them know, you know, that what they did was their heroes and that we all recognize that. And I would like to go and, you know, I have buddies over there that didn't make it back, and I'd like to talk to them again. That's where I'd want to go, to be flat out honest.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. But, yeah, I mean, that I definitely understand that.
Typical answer or whatever, you know, but, you know, if I could go anywhere, I'd like to talk to those guys again.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that was what I was wanting, just, you know, to see what your response would be, you know, if you had a particular location or whatever it was, you know, I mean, if you have, you know, like with me, obviously, it's just, you know, for me, it's just like the locations and stuff. And I think, you know, I've got a few. I mean, actually, I've got a few of them. I'd like to go to Alcatraz. I'd like to go to Eastern and Lizzie Borden House.
Both of those I would love to go to as well. Yeah, I'd love to go to all three of those. And Allegheny would be fun. The battlefields of Vietnam. Being in the Marine Corps and everything, I really look up to those guys that fought for us, and I'd like to give them my gratitude, you know, somehow. So the battlefields are huge for me. Personally, I mean, but I love the Waverlys, and I love the Trains of Allegheny, and I love the Ashmores and Merrill Springs in my hometown. I would go to any of them, but one place, if I had just to go to one, it would be the battle, you know, where I was at in Iraq and try to talk to my buddies.
Jeez,
I sound like the biggest Debbie Downer, don't I?
No, I mean, I get it. I mean, I understand that. I mean, that's you know, I get it. You know, I mean, that's pretty cool that you chose that over, you know, some other just location. I mean, that's something that has a lot of meaning, obviously. You know, I mean, you had friends there and everything, and I get it. I mean, if I went through something like that, that'd probably be, you know, it'd be the same thing, I think, for me, you know, because I completely understand, you know, your response, you know, from my question with all that. But no, I
appreciate
think
it.
It's cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely cool. You know, like you said, that was a different response than what I expected, but, I think that's really cool. I don't even know what to say, really. You know what I mean? I admire that.
You
would
stumped.
Pick something like that.
Yeah,
what's that?
I mean, I said I got you stumped.
Let's see here. I'm like trying to go through my little list here now. As you know, I'm like so well prepared for the shows and stuff. And we do, usually it's half the time we just kind of wing things and just kind of just like, you know, try to flow through it. And you should have heard, I don't know, maybe you even heard like the first few that I did. They were horrible. I just like, I wasn't doing that great with it.
You know what?
Things are coming together a little bit more, huh?
Here's what I like about it is we're just kind of talking. And we're kind of getting, you know, we're getting the information out. We're just kind of talking. And we don't have, like, a set amount of you know, questions that we're going to ask.
Yeah.
I don't personally don't want to go on there when I feel like the guy talking to me is a robot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the way this is going. This is more comfortable for me. We're just chit-chatting and doing our thing. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of wanted to do just, you know, something with it. I just wanted, you know, I didn't want to seem like I was interrogating somebody, you know, or anything. I just wanted to kind of have that feel, just everything just kind of relaxed and just kind of go with the flow type thing sometimes, you know, and sometimes I have specific questions or whatever that I'll kind of throw in there, you know, at times, but half the time it's just kind of winging it, you know.
I like it, like you said,
chit chat stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
So, March 8th, I believe it is, you have a live investigation going on, right? So why don't you shed some light on that?
Okay, so Mineral Springs Mall. It was just featured on Ghost Adventures. It's been on different television programs and everything. I've probably investigated there 50-plus times. And, I mean, no one time has been the same. It's completely – it's huge. It's haunted without a doubt. And it's – couple miles down the road from my house. I absolutely love the place. I love, you know, everybody that's taken part in letting local teams like myself, our teams, or the Paranormal Free Agents, the DNA Paranormal, whatever, all the cool groups out there, all the guys that I know. What we're trying to do, though, is trying to do a little something different. And we basically want to do an investigation just for a few hours, where we're going to put it on Facebook Live, and we are going to let the people watching basically depict on what we're going to do. So, for instance, Mike, you're down there, and we're going to ask the viewers, hey, what would you like Mike to do? We want Mike to go down to the men's pool area by himself, and they're going to tell you the questions to ask. They're going to tell you what pieces of equipment to use. And then you're going to do this for them to watch you do it. I think it's a different take. I think it'll be interesting. I think it'll be fun. And I really want to see somebody get scared. 100%.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, you're kind of giving them the control over everything on, on what they're going to see. Of course, you never know what the outcome, but yeah, you're giving them, you know, that power to say, okay, this is what we want you to do, as if they were there with you. Yeah.
You know, right.
Cool.
I can't make it to Mineral Springs, but I know that you guys are doing it, so I'm going to ask these questions that I've always wanted to ask about the place. You guys are going to do it for me, and I get to see how it goes. The best part about it is I've got a skeptic going down there. His name's Monty Hawkins. He's a firefighter here in the area, and this is a guy that's not necessarily a believer or anything. We're going to send him down to an area. We're going to tell him what to do. The viewers will tell him what to do, as you were. And we're going to get to see how a so-called skeptic deals with being in a location that is haunted in the dark by himself. I love it.
Yeah, it's cool. That's good. And I think people will enjoy that because they, you know, that just like you said, if it's somebody that's wanted to go to a location, you know, and they can't make it there, you know, for whatever reason, they haven't been able to go. And you know, you're giving them that control as if they were there, saying, hey, you know what, Brian, why don't you go to this area and we want you to take this device with you, or, you know, we want you to take the Phasma box or whatever with you. And this is what we want you to ask. And that's cool. I like it.
Yeah, thank you. It was just something that we've been thinking about for, like, we've been trying to think about how we can do something like that for a year or so. And it was just like, let's just give them the control. I mean, we've done live sessions where people are, you know, they type in, ask if Nancy's there or ask if whatever. So now it's like, okay, they're going to do that. Go ahead and ask the questions that you want, but you're in control of what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you've got a person by themselves. Obviously, we're going to be close enough to them if anything was to happen. You know, Mineral, no matter what anybody says, is a very warming place. I don't believe anything to be negative there or whatever. I don't think anything will happen in a bad manner. I think it'll be good fun. I think people get a kick out of seeing, you know, people get a little edgy and scared.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to tune in and check that out, that'll be cool. I'm pretty sure that there's nothing going on to where I can to probably prevent me from checking it out. So I'll have to get all the information. And yeah, Robin just sent me a text here. Let's see here. He said, I want Brian to go to the sub-basement blindfolded and tied to a chair in a corner with his face toward the wall.
Thanks, Robin. Okay.
So he's obviously listening. You can say, hey, thanks,
of
Robin.
Got a
message for him.
Yeah.
Feel free to tell him now because I'm sure he's listening.
Thanks, Robin. That was, I appreciate that. great.
I figured he was listening. I was wondering. I thought he's been quiet. I'm pretty sure.
Love that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. he's awesome. He's been so good to with helping with the charity and all the stuff and all that. He says you sound scared. I wonder if he's talking about me or if he's talking about you.
I know he's talking about me. Of course he's talking about me. Blindfolded in a chair towards the wall. Wow. So March 8th is canceled.
Yeah, he said. he caused the cancellation of the entire event. Huh? Well, you know, Robin's going to be sitting there
over, watching.
He's going to be the first one. It's going to be like, Brian, this is where you're going to go.
Of course.
But see,
he's the best.
You have to fulfill that. So
I know
Robin,
that's the rule.
Tuning
I
in.
Gave the team members. Hopefully, when Robin comes to start talking, he don't have a good connection or something.
If he doesn't, he'll just text you like he just did me. He'll be like, "Okay, Brian, this is what you need to do."
That'll be great. Might as well get used to it. I might as well start practicing now.
He already sent me a text and said he's going to be trying to listen. So, So when he pulls up the Facebook Live from that, I've got a feeling he's probably he might hit you up and tell you, hey, this is what you need to do, and you're gonna have to back that up and do it.
Whatever I got to do.
Everybody's listening now, this is going to give them all kinds of ideas. So you can thank Robin
Of course I have to thank Robin. I wouldn't be here without him, wouldn't I? I mean, Lord, he's going to have the best ideas. This will probably be the most brutal investigation anybody's going on because he's demented.
Robin's, he's awesome. Like I said, I can't say enough good things. He's been really cool.
He's done so much for all of us. Of course, he
yeah.
Is. All the local teams, all the teams in my area and other areas, and of course the Lost Limbs, and before that, you know, the other charities and stuff. He's definitely been amazing. Doesn't mean he's not sometimes a pain in the butt. I'm kidding.
Yeah, every now and then he can be that way, but you know we can handle it, right?
Yes, it's that hockey coach mentality. He's the man. We all know it.
Yeah, but he's been awesome. It's always cool, you know, to have anybody support, you know, the charity in any little way. I mean, I appreciate it. You know, I have people that'll come up at cons or something and, you know, they'll just like, oh, I've just got this dollar and change or whatever. I'm like, you know how quick that stuff adds up though? You know, I mean,
right.
It adds up so fast, you know, I mean, but just even the little bit of support like that means a whole lot, you know, and I never never expected to be, you know, the charity to be where it is now, you know, with having the hotel and you know, trying to do
the
things that
we're
doing. Yeah. Yep. It is, definitely. You know, and that's something else. I haven't put this out there yet, but we have a kid that we've been trying to help him because he needs this motorized chair. He's been trying to get, they've been trying to raise the money for this for forever. The insurance keeps just rejecting it. They're not getting the money for it. And, you know, they're still a long ways from having it. But we had an anonymous donor that donated a pretty hefty amount of money over to the charity and wanted it to go to benefit him for toward his chair. So we got that donation. We sent that over to him. And then on top of that, you know, the charity sent another, you know, we matched 50% of that and sent it over. And that's thanks to the people that's donated and thanks to the people that's,
that's
know,
awesome.
Coming to Rhodes Hotel and stuff like that. So, you know, he still has a pretty good dent, you know, there's a dent that's made in, you know, for him getting that, but still a long ways off. But, you know, I mean, it's cool that we've been able to do that already this year. And then, you know, we're looking at a couple other kids that we're hoping to help here pretty soon, you know, and it's because of, you know, like it was something else that we're going to talk about here in just a minute with March 30th, another event that's going to help the charity and, you know, and like with Robin, you know, helping with the hotel and doing the things he does at Ashmore, you know, and all the donations that come in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people buying shirts and stuff at you know, at events and, you know, just making donations at events and stuff like that, you know, and the auctions we do. And I mean, all that stuff is added up, you know, and it's a big, big help. You know, it's cool.
Every step we take forward, we're just going up the hill, climbing the hill. One day you're going to get to the top. We're all going to get to the top, and it's just one step at a time.
Yeah. So thanks, Robin. I know he's
yeah, Robin,
still listening.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah. Thanks for everything you do for everyone, you know, in the paranormal field and for your friends and you know, for the charity and all that stuff. Definitely a huge heart, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we still have a few more things that I'd like to cover. First of all, you were talking, you mentioned Mineral Springs. Let's talk about that for just a little bit and kind of tell people a little bit about the place and all that, just in case they hadn't seen that episode, you know, that it was on, which hasn't been all that long ago when that was on. But maybe, you know, just talk a little bit about that, maybe some experiences that people have had there, you know, or something. And then after, you know, when we get through that, let's talk about the event that's going on the 30th of March.
Okay. So the Mineral Springs is in Alton, Illinois. It's not even a mile away from the river itself. It's big. It's very big. It's got two pools that used to be there. There's a sub-basement or a slaughterhouse. There's apartments in it. There's just so many. It's huge. There's just so many areas that you can investigate. And total number of spirits that are there, I don't think is actually known, but there are some reoccurring spirits that, you know, through the time that I've been investigating have been there. There's a small girl there. I think her name is Cassandra. That's what they believe the name to be. She's very active. She has followed us around before. She has just very sweet. She's very sweet. She answers questions. Apparently, to me, because I've gotten this several times on EVPs, she's looking for her mother, and she's asked several times for help, you know, help me find my mom, or where's my mommy, and stuff like that. So it kind of breaks your heart a bit, because, you know, I have two small kids. The place is, how would I put it? It's just phenomenal. I mean, part of the building has a different feel to it. You know what I mean? Like, there's parts that feel really warm and kind, and there are parts that it feels like, this guy doesn't want me here because he wants to be by himself, you know?
Yeah.
Not aggressive, but, hey, I just kind of want to hang out and I don't need your help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some experiences that, you know, we've personally had there, you know, audible voices. When you get an audible voice, it even answers your questions. That's, to me, that's amazing. Walking around
yeah.
the pools, literally mm-hmm. hearing things walk around the pool areas, seeing things, people being touched, you know, just everything that you want in an investigation or from a haunting, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got everything. I mean, it's, I love the feel of it. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
How I explain it? It's just perfect.
Yeah,
and
I can't wait to check it out.
You know, like Dave and Donna from It's Raining Zen, who run the program. I mean, they're there to help you out. They help teams get in. They help teams do whatever they need. They're always there to help.
Yeah.
You know, facilitate anything you need. You need chairs? Here you go. You need a room to set up your equipment? Here you go. Anything that they can do,
awesome.
They do it for you.
Yeah.
It's simple to get in. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. like, March 30th, we're going to do an event down there. And this is our first yep. attempt to doing an event where we're going to try to have some speakers during the day, kind of talking about the place. You're going to be a speaker yourself. So
yeah.
you're going to tell, you know, you're going to talk a little bit about the Lost Limbs Foundation. For people who don't know, not everybody knows about it, but this is a way
yes.
that we can try to help out the charity in some way. And this is a way you can also get your message out to people that maybe don't know about it. So you'll be speaking, Robin Terry will be speaking, and then I decided, hey, I want to get some people. I'm big into the unity thing. I like working with other teams. I like working with mm-hmm. other people. We're all trying to do the same thing. We may
exactly.
wear different shirts. We may have different approaches. We can all learn from each other. We can all, you know, do
ultimately
things together.
The same goal.
Yeah, it's the same goal. We want people to understand that there is a, you know, life after death, basically, in a nutshell.
Yep.
Here's what it is. So I decided, let's just get some people from other teams and from other, you know, walks of the paranormal field, get them together, and let's let people hear their experiences, what they do, what team they're with, and let's do this so people can check it out and help the Lost Limbs Foundation. It's a no-brainer. This is what we want to do,
yeah.
you know. Some of the speakers would be like Mike, yourself, Robin Terry. You know, he owns everything. National Estates. He's got a hand in roads. He's got the Art Theater in Auburn, Illinois. Let me just say, that place
yeah.
is phenomenal. If you've never investigated there, get down to his little theater. It's badass. Okay?
And if anybody needs any storage spaces. Right.
Exactly. He's got the storage things, too. Yeah, I forgot about
yeah.
that. Gina Pisane from Big Girls in the Dark, Dave and Donna Nunnally
yeah.
from It's Raining Zen, they'll be there. Mark Farley from the St. Louis Paranormal Research Society, Coyote Chris Sutton, he's from Alton, Dean Thompson,
yeah.
he is a lead investigator for Prozai, Ron Turner from the Paranormal Free Agents, Dr. Rebecca Foster, she's a clairvoyant medium, she's awesome. There's no other
yeah,
word
she's gonna be here in April.
To say any. She's going to be there. She's going to be at Ashmore in April on the 26th. We're going to go down there and help her with that. So it's just a good lineup of speakers that either have a team or some hand in the paranormal themselves that just want to get their messages out and try to help out the Lost Limbs Foundation. I mean,
it'll be
our attempt at trying to help in some way. We're going to do the speakers from about 11 to 5, and then we'll have an investigation that night from 7 to 1 a.m.
Yep. And people can get tickets where?
Okay,
you
so
guys have tickets
I.
set up for that? Is it set up online?
We're in the next day or two, we're going to have our Eventbrite set up so people
cool.
can get them that way. But I don't want to just have it that way. I'd also like for people that don't pay, like to use online and just like to use cash
yeah.
or whatever, we're also going to have people at the door waiting
cool.
to, you know, come on in. Yep. Let's go. You know, the more people, the merrier when it comes to, you know, helping out. So just kind of trying to get the message out, you know.
So everyone listening, if you want tickets, just kind of keep an eye on, like, Facebook and stuff. I'm sure it'll pop up on there once everything's set up with that.
It'll be up
and
on
if you
Facebook
don't do that,
page.
You can show up. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
You can show up at the door, or we're I mean, like I said, we're a day away from having the Eventbrite. We've got – everybody's got day jobs and kids and stuff. And sometimes it gets a little bit hectic, and you just kind of want to crash for the night. So that's that.
Yep.
There's a couple more things that are tied to helping out the Lost Limbs Foundation that we'll be doing throughout the year too. So it'll, you know, May 4th and October 5th, we're going to do our Kids Day at Ashmore State for the Lost Limbs. And we do that with Ron Turner from the Paranormal Free Agents. And those are always good turnouts. The kids love it. I mean, they have a blast. And you usually get the same kids, which is neat, you know, to see some of the kids
that's
come
cool.
out every year. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then September 28th, it'll be Riverbend Paranormal's turn to do their 101 in Ashmore. Also, the donations will go to the Lost Limbs Foundation as well. So those will all be at Ashmore.
Yeah. Yep. Another one of the favorite places to go.
Oh, Ashmore's incredible. I've tried to buy it from Robin every single time. He won't give me a number. Every time I do talk to him, the number goes up. So,
because
I don't have the money for it anyways. No, and I don't have the money for it anyways. But I just keep trying.
Yeah, yep. That's why the number goes up. He's just like, nope, I don't want to sell it. So I'll give you some ridiculous number that you're not going to come up with, and you don't have to worry about it, right? So,
yeah,
but he's going to be hurt if he misses
a
number one of these days and you hit the lottery or something, because then you're probably going to come back and be like, dude, I'm buying it.
Yep, I'm going to drive down there and say, okay, now give me the keys.
Yeah, here's your ridiculous number that you gave me. Here's the cash. But I don't ever selling it.
No. We'll also be at Ashmore with Rebecca Foster in April 26th. So we are definitely going to be spending some time at Ashmore again this year. We love the place, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime we can help you out in the Lost Limbs, man, we're in.
I appreciate it, definitely. You know, same. Just, you know, like I said, with you guys and all the other teams and stuff that, you know, that do the 101s and you know, the kids days and, you know, all these other events and stuff that people want to be a part of that helps the charity. You know, it's awesome because, you know, as I mentioned before, it adds up, you know, no matter how small amount that people might think, you know, might not make a difference. It does. It helps a tremendous, you know, it's just going to keep adding up, and you know, that's just more things that we can do, you know, and I always tell people, and just like I say now, and you know, you've witnessed this, you know, I always put the kids out there, and it's not a publicity thing. I do it because I want people to see where their donations are going, and I want them to see who they're helping. You know, I think it's always been important, and it's something I'm always going to do, you know, and when people come here, I mean, like I had a group Saturday night here that was here, and I told the group there, I said, you know, when you buy tickets to this, I said, you're helping the charity. I said, so the next time you see a kid that pops up on social media that I said that the charity's helped, you're a part of that. So,
right.
You know, so, I mean, it helps, and you know, just a good way to help people learn a little bit more, you know, about some of the kids and some of the things that they have to deal with, you know, when they go through their amputations and stuff, you know, and it's things that you don't think of all the time, you know. I mean, like, you know, one of them was like rare meningitis that, you know, it's just different things, you know what I mean, that happens.
Right.
And some people just, you know, they just don't think of that, you know, especially like the cost of prosthetics and stuff that I tell people, you know, they don't think about some of that stuff. You know, I tell them what it, like my socket, just, that covers just, you know, that is on the upper part of my leg that I still have. I mean, it's like $15,000 a pop just for the socket for me.
Like most everyday people just don't have that kind of, you know, money just laying around.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, you know, what we've seen with just all these kids that their parents, their insurance just it doesn't have the coverage that, you know, I mean, it either doesn't cover much at all or it doesn't cover anything. And, you know, and it adds up. I mean, you know, like I said, with that socket, I mean, I'm a full grown man. So, I mean, you know, if nothing changes with me, like weight or anything like that, I can stay in that socket for a good amount of time. But through those things like shoes, you know, I mean, because they're growing.
Growth spurts. And,
yeah.
Right.
So who knows, you know, I mean, 2, 3, 4 sockets, you know, just in 1 year that they might go through. And of course, they're not $15,000 for kids. But, I mean, we've learned a lot of them on average has been like about $5,000. So can
still,
you imagine, you know, any way
that anybody can,
that.
Right? Any way anybody can help, though. I mean, like you said, it adds up.
It does, yeah, exactly. It adds up fast, and you know that's not much more that we're able to do to help the next kid in line that we run across that needs help. So we're about down to about 3 minutes now. So if you have any other events or anything else that you want to throw out there, anything, we still got a couple of minutes to get out there if you want to mention anything else.
I just want to, you know, I want to thank you for having me come on, and I, you know, I enjoyed it. I've been looking forward to it. And,
same here.
You know, I know I'll be seeing you out there several times this year. We need to at least take a few more minutes and talk and get some more of those mean mugging pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We do, definitely. Yeah.
We need to work on
fun.
One
glad
thing,
you,
it's,
yeah. Well, if nobody's around to like get us like laughing, then I think we could probably pull it off.
Yeah, there's always somebody there like, look at you two. You guys are being dumb. But they don't know how hard we really are.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah,
they don't understand that we're kind of like superheroes and we're hard as woodpecker whips. So
there you go. That sounds good. We'll go with that. Yeah, honestly, you know, like I said, thanks for all the support that you've given. I appreciate it. It helps a lot, you know, and people that say that they can't do much, you know, I mean, even just sharing some of the stuff that we're doing and stuff, I mean, it helps a lot because it's still getting it out there. So,
right.
But I got the 90-second warning, so she's kept
right
me
on,
down,
man.
So,
like I said, thanks for having me on, and if you're listening out there, help out the Lost Limbs Foundation. These kids need it, and I'll see. Hopefully some of you in March, April, May, June, July for the rest of the year. Let's go out and have some fun, and let's help out when we can.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I will be seeing you next month for sure.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll let you go.
I look forward to it, man.
We're counting down. She's counting me down. She gives me the 90 seconds, then 60 seconds, and I'm any second now. It's going to be 30 seconds. All
right,
I'll let you go. Again, thanks. I appreciate it. Glad you came on. It was a fun time, and it was cool getting to talk to you for longer than a few minutes like we normally get at the events.
Yeah, you can't see it right now, but I'm mean mugging right now.
Me too. There you go. I got the mean look going.
All right.
All right, well, take
right,
it
buddy.
Easy
thanks.
Then.
I'll talk,
to
you,
I'll talk
soon.
To you soon. All right, sounds
okay.
Good. See you.
Thank
thanks.
You. Bye.
All right, guys, down to the last 10 seconds. So thanks for joining in and listening to the show, and we will talk to you on the next show. Take it easy. Thanks for listening. Bye.